On April 20th, 2010, the explosion and ultimate sinking of the Deepwater Horizon oil rig caused a three-month oil spill in the Gulf of Mexico that gushed tens of thousands of barrels of oil every day, the equivalent of an Exxon Valdez catastrophe every 6 days. Thousands, possibly millions of folks in the region were affected. Hundreds of lawsuits are pending against British Petroleum, the lessee of the drilling rig, Transocean, the owner, and others. However, many plaintiffs may go uncompensated. Personal injury law, or torts law, generally allows plaintiffs to recover for intentional or negligent damage to their property or to their persons. However, torts law historically has not allowed recovery for purely economic harm. For example, if I negligently hit an electricity pole with my car, the pole falls and lands on another car, and power goes out for blocks, your dark restaurant will lose business. However, I am not legally responsible for your purely economic losses. I am responsible for the electricity pole and the car it hit when it fell over, but not the ensuing economic losses felt by all those without power that day. Why not? Well, purely economic damages are highly speculative. Who knows how much business you would have done that day? Also, the universe of plaintiffs then grows to be unacceptably large, and the specter of unlimited liability frightens us into preserving the exclusionary rule. Under federal law, this rule has also applied to oil spills. If, as an operator of a harbor cruise ship, you lose business when an oil spill drives away tourists, then you would have no recovery. However, there is one very large exception to this exclusion of pure economic damages, the commercial fishing exception. Courts have allowed licensed commercial fishers to recover for lost profits when defendants' negligent actions have harmed wild fish. However, plaintiffs in the BP spill will bring causes of action under the Relatively Untested Oil Pollution Act of 1990, enacted after the 1989 Exxon Valdez spill. The act not only makes responsible parties strictly liable for cleanup, but also for other damages, including loss of profits or impairment of earning capacity due to an injury to property or natural resources. However, it is unclear whether this provision merely adopts the common law exclusion with the commercial fishing exception, or whether it broadens recovery to a wider range of persons, such as restaurant owners, hotel owners, and others who make a living from having an oil-free fishing and tourism industry. For now, BP has begun to fund a $20 billion trust, from which it is forwarding funds for lost wages and other damages, reportedly to various claimants who may ultimately be excluded in a court of law for having purely economic losses. This rarely mentioned quirky exclusion may begin to look less reasonable in a court of law, with hundreds of sympathetic plaintiffs and oil giant defendants who didn't seem to have much of an in-case-of-emergency plan. The BP spill will undoubtedly and unfortunately make history, but it may also shape torts law in this area. I'm Christine Hurt.